Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Green, we're here in Croke Park. The draw for the All-Ireland Camogie quarterfinals has just been announced. All Munster rivalry with Clare.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it now. Like, obviously, they're just a stone throw away from us. So there's always a huge rivalry against Clare. So really looking forward to it this weekend.
We had a different Camogie championship structure this year. You came out 0-3 in terms of victories, but very close games, all of them, and like very well contested.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I suppose the results didn't really go our way for the matches, but we definitely have some strong performances that we can lean back on, and definitely some of those matches, like, there was only really a puck of a ball in it, so I suppose we'll have to look back on those and really just take our performances that we had in those moments in the matches as our confidence going into the weekend.
Would you be a fan of the structure? Like, do you think you'd learn more now, even from maybe losses this year, than in other years where games were a little bit more one-sided?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think for us getting to play against the top teams week in, week out, like, you've no stone left unturned, and kind of everything gets exposed within the team, so we can really look at the matches and like learn from those teams as well, but also we can really see where we're at and get to look on back on ourselves and see what we need to improve on and just try to bring those forward now.
You had a tough outing against Galway and Athenry at the weekend.
Yeah.
Fairly harsh conditions as well, though. You were well within them at half time playing against the breeze.
Yeah, I suppose the conditions were tough on the day, and then I suppose we never really got going ourselves. I think for ourselves it was more so disappointing as a collective within the team. If we felt we'd gotten a stronger performance, we'd probably be a bit more content with the result, but like, I suppose we feel like we never really got that performance and never really got to get playing and got going, so hopefully we can just kind of park that, and I suppose with the quick turnaround we don't really have too long to dwell on it, so we'll just hopefully get a stronger performance this weekend now. Yeah.
You've been playing a little bit of a different role, lining up in midfield with Claude McIntyre. How's that going for you?
Yeah, great. I suppose last year, I was playing more in the full back line, so it was a lot more...
Begrudgingly, I'd say.
Yeah. Definitely. So, yeah, it's a bit more freedom, which I'm enjoying out the field, and obviously Claude is amazing to get to play with, so, yeah, enjoying that.
Yeah, she'll have some very fond memories of playing here, scoring that goal in the quarterfinal stage last year, so she must be buzzing to get back up here.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. She's a great player to push forward and even, like, dictate around the pitch, so, yeah. She's a great partner to have there, so it's great.
I think people would have seen in the Camogie documentary as well that came out, like, Clodagh was one of the main focuses, just how high energy and positive she is to the group, even outside of the playing field. Does that come across a lot?
Yeah, definitely. Like, she's a huge player within the team, and even like that, like, she's always encouraging like everyone on the team, even at midfield, like, you always have her voice in the background, which is great. She's a huge energy and, like, definitely a player that we all lean on a lot for leadership. Yeah.
Karen Kennedy missing out at the moment because of injury. Is there an update on her, whether we'll see her at the weekend?
Yeah, I'm not sure will she be fit for the weekend. We'll have to see how things are going this weekend, but obviously Karen's a huge player and she's been a huge loss for us over the weekend, so hopefully she'll come right soon. Yeah.
Clare are the only Camogie team left that will have the lads playing after them from their respective county.
Yeah.
Are you expecting a huge Clare support, and how to kind of combat that?
Yeah, I'd say there will be now, obviously, with the double header and things like that, but I suppose the tip support will just have to be that bit louder on the day, so hopefully we'll have that.
You're coming off a great campaign winning Munster. How important was that to the group?
Yeah, that was great. Like, I suppose we can look back on that and be like, we've put in really strong consecutive performances in each of those matches, and we were able to see out those matches, so I suppose that'll be a form of belief and confidence that we can kind of look back on, and obviously we will look back at our championship matches. Even though we didn't get the results, we still do have strong performances in there as well. Like, you know, when you're playing against the best, the result isn't always going to go the way, but yeah, we do have the strong performances and the Munster championship that we'll look back on and kind of take with us going forward. Yeah.
I was chatting to Orla about being a midfielder in Croke Park. Does it feel like there's way much more space than there is in usual, just being in the pitch itself?
Yeah, I think so. I think the whole kind of occasion around it as well, and the big stand and everything like that. But I suppose everyone kind of does like that kind of running game now, it seems, in the space. So I suppose, yeah, we'll enjoy the space.
And just Clare as an opposition, they've been winning a lot of those battles around the middle third, which you're going to be pivotal in stopping now. And they're on a real kind of upward trajectory after like 4 out of 5 wins in Group 2.
Yeah, like, Clare obviously a serious side, and we'll have to bring her A game now to get across them this weekend and get over the line. But yeah, I'm sure it'll be a big battle, but we're really looking forward to it now.
Great. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.